Homily for Monday, the 31st of October, the feast of St. Alphonsus Rodriguez of the Society of Jesus. Alphonsus Rodriguez, the Jesuit brother we celebrate today, came to the Jesuits in a strange, roundabout way. He was born in Segovia, in Spain, in 1533. And his life followed a pretty much of a normal course. His father was a successful cloth merchant, and Alphonsus was destined to take over the business, which he did after his father's death. At age 27, he married Maria Suarez. They had three children. But their happy life together did not last long. In quick succession, one son, Gaspar, died. And then also his daughter, Maria. Shortly thereafter, his wife died. And then finally, his youngest son, Alphonsus, died. Devastated by these tragedies, Alphonsus also began to see his business fail and then collapse. During this time, the Jesuits arrived in Segovia and Alphonsus sought out their spiritual guidance. Eventually, he found within himself the desire to become a Jesuit. But due to his age, he was 35, and his limited education, he was twice refused admission. But the local provincial, who had gotten to know Alphonsus, decided to override these refusals. Alphonsus was admitted to the Jesuits to become a brother. The provincial said that if Alphonsus was not suited to be a priest or brother, he could be suited to become a saint. He was sent to the Jesuit college in Palma on the island of Mallorca off the Spanish coast. And he remained there for the next 46 years of his life. His work was primarily as doorkeeper. And so he received visitors to the college and searched out Jesuits or students who had visitors. He ran errands, consoled sad and lonely students, and distributed alms to the needy. In his diary, Alphonsus describes how each time the doorbell rang, he looked at the door and envisioned that it was God himself standing outside, seeking admittance. On his way to the door, he would say, "I'm coming, Lord." So every visitor was greeted with the same happy smile Alphonsus would have greeted God with. He was porter for 15 years. The work was certainly without notoriety or recognition. It was repetitious and became boring. And it demanded of Alphonsus humility and holiness. He grew in these. And he learned to help others, especially young Jesuits, grow in their holiness. He had a special influence on the young Jesuit, Peter Claver, urging him to go to the South American missions. Peter did, and became the apostle to the enslaved Africans brought to Colombia. Alphonsus Rodriguez's life shone with joy and peace. He was a companion of Jesus, and a servant to all. just after midnight on October 31st, 1617, he kissed the crucifix, uttered the name of Jesus in a loud voice, and died. He was canonized in 1888, fittingly in the same ceremony with Peter Claver.